Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio in Torino at the National Museum of Cinema. I'm Angelo Cerri and I'm here with Gus Van Sant. Good morning.
Morning.
You're here because there is this exhibition on your work as an artist, not only as a director. An exhibition that was done at the Cinémathèque Française. When were you asked to prepare this exhibition? How did you proceed? What to have and what not to have in the exhibition? Because it's very complex.
Well, Matthew Orlean, who was here with us, he was in Japan when we were shooting Sea of Trees, and we had a meeting and where he proposed this idea of the French Cinémathèque Museum, which I don't know that I had ever been there, but I knew it by reputation. And so I understood, certain things about... Well, he sent me a catalog, so I understood, the extent of, say, Dennis Hopper's show that was there. And so I said, yeah, it would be interesting to show things. So I sent him, images, things that I had, worked on different... there was a bunch of photography, there was a lot of paintings, there were... some new paintings, old paintings. There was, storyboards. There was, what else? There were things that I had that, set designers had given me. There was some films that had never been released. A lot of short films. There was, what else? There were writings.
And how was it to go through all your past in one take like this?
It's very melancholy. It's like going through your storage space. And, it was really up to him what he liked and what he thought would work in the presentation. So he curated it, and he also designed, with a designer, they designed the space. And it wasn't terribly difficult, but it was you see it all together, it's very odd because you're looking at all your old stuff.
You started as a photographer, then you became a film director, but photography still is an interest of yours. Are they influencing one another? I mean, photography is influencing your filmmaking and vice versa.
I think I was a filmmaker maybe before still photography, but I kind of always was doing some kind of photography, but I don't think that I ever really excelled at it. I tried, but there was a camera that I had when I took the stills that are in the show of actors. I started using it as a way to document the actors, but also they were beautiful partly because of the format of the camera and the, kind of situation that the actors were in, which meant that they were sort of leaving, and it just took one picture of them. It wasn't a photo shoot. It was more like, stand there, thank you, like a mugshot. And because of that, they have a certain quality. They're very, they're not very much about what the meeting was about. A meeting had happened. The snapshot was just like a snapshot. But they have this kind of amazing quality because of maybe all that, which isn't really photography. It's more like, I mean, in the end, it's photography, but it was accidental. I started using a negative film because they were beautiful, knowing that I would use them in a show, which I've done on occasion. I've used them in photo shows. And maybe I could do something in the future. Now the images are old enough that they have this kind of interesting quality because they're from the 90s. Really another era. So you see... John Cameron Mitchell at 19, or that kind of thing.
Some of them are really not recognizable that much.
Yeah.
To be honest.
There's various, people, and some, depending on who they are. Some are just Portland people that I had interviewed for parts in, say, Drugstore Cowboy. So they they may be even more obscure, but everybody's like a person. Everybody's representing themselves in the photos. So there was that photography, but there was not, I would go out on jobs sometimes and I would impress myself with how, like, poorly the photo shoots would come out. You know, like, I did this one thing, really nice opportunity, which was for fashion magazine. And I took a picture of all the fashion designers in New York, like Todd Oldham at the time, Calvin Klein, Anna Sui, there was Donna Karan, there was Ralph Lauren, and they had, I used different like sort of cameras for each one. I made them look different, and it's an okay spread. It's an okay like thing, but I when I look at it against like a pro, you know, I always think, oh, I'm not. It's not something that I do enough, you know, like to get it really to the point where you would want it. You're gonna have to do these things a lot.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
You started your career as filmmaker with Malanocci, which was a very strong film that won tons of festivals here in Torino too. And since that movie on, you were like praised like the new voice for the LGBT community around the world. So.
And with what film?
With Malanocci. On. The gay issues, the LGBT issues for you have always been either central or on side, but always appears in your films. Do you think that nowadays is there still a need to raise those issues? And which is, and how does the sensibility of the movie world change toward those issues?
Well, I think that the issues themselves have changed, and you know, as basic rights issues like become more and more assimilated into law, and in just coexistence, then you know new issues start to like to become the center, like transgender issues today, which are still on the forefront, you know, like, and so I think that there's always like a dialogue and a, you know, there's always a need to have a dialogue about the new issues as well as, you know, basic issues. I mean, some of the basic issues are, I mean, they're basic. They're just like coexistence, you know, acceptance and, or coexistence at least. And yeah, I mean, they will always be a center place. That's why I was like very impressed with Transparent, the show, mostly because I just saw it for the first time and it's been around for 3 years. I'm quite late.
Yeah, but it is a peculiar one, to be honest. I mean, I watch a lot of TV shows, but yeah, that one has a feel, a taste, and a sensibility is far beyond any other shows.
Yeah, it has, in some ways, she's able to kind of make use of all the cinema verite that's been going on since the 60s and actually put it into a TV show. So stylistically as well as thematically, it's has, you know, some great achievements.
Thank you very much. Thanks to Gus Van Sant for being with us. Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the National Museum of Cinema of Torino.
Fred Film Radio 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.